Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, today, Wednesday, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Here we go. We will begin the second line. The Mishnah said, Chayla Ma'achila Noisei Al-Pi-Pikin. A chayla, a sick person, you feed him upon the direction of the Pikin, of the doctors, the experts. Says Rabbi Yana Tudinim. Am Rabbi Yana. Chayla Amud Tzarech V'Ritha Amud Einu Tzarech. The chayla says, I do need food, and the doctor says, he does not need food. Then what do? Shema l'chayla, we listen to the chayla. Why? My taima, leave your idea, maras nafshay. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, leave, the heart knows, the maras nafshay, the bitterness of the soul. Meaning to say, he's his best doctor, he knows what's going on, and if he says he needs the food, even though the doctor says he does not, we're going to listen to him, I'm going to give him the food. Says Gemara, pshita, isn't it obvious, if you have a 1 verse 1, right, you have the person saying yes, the reif is saying no, the chayra is pasha that we're going to listen to the person. Safik nefashas lahakal. It's a yisayid that we're going to always be machmer. we're going to be makal, but really we're going to be machmer on second nefashas. We're going to go listen to him over the doctor. So isn't that pasha? Isn't that obvious? After the gemara, ma'al teva reifik kim leitfei kamash malan. You might think not that it's like an equal deal over here. He says one thing, the reif says the other one thing. You might think hypothetically that the reif is so much more competent, and he knows better than the patient, and l'chayr, there's no makim for sakana sefashas lahakal, because it's so obvious that, the reife knows better, kamash malan, nobody listens to the person if he's arguing on the reife. Now, says in Gemara, another case, totally the opposite way around. Reife amr tzarech, the reife says, you do need, v'chayr amena tzarech, the chayr says, nah, I don't need. What do we do? Shemel reife, my time, tunfo hu denakale. We listen to the doctor, if the doctor says you need, you take it, because the person became a little crazy from the sickness, because sickness made him a little nuts, and maybe that's why he doesn't feel the need to eat. However, since the doctor says he needs to eat, we give him food to eat. Now, so if you come out over here, Rabbi Yani says 2 dinim. Number one, if the person argues on the doctor, either way, we're going to go and tell him to eat. If the person says yes, the doctor says no, listen to the person. If the person says no, but doctor says yes, we listen to the doctor. So we're going to always let him eat if it's a one-on-one. Now, says Gemara, let's go ask the question from our Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah said, "Chayla ma'achilu meisayel pibekin." By a chayla, you feed him on the directive of the doctor. Bekiin, the doctors. Bekiin is lashon rabim of the experts. Now, what do we see from here? Two things, which will ask a question on both things of Rabbi Yannai. We see over here, al pibekin in by the mouth, by the directive of the experts. Yes, al piatzme loy. Because it says ma'achil na'isa, we feed him on the directives of the doctors. Mashma, that only by the doctors we feed him, not by the mouth, not by the assessment of the person himself, which is contrary to what Rabbi Yannai said. Number two, we have a diak from over here. Abi bikin in, it says basically only by the directives of the biki in, which is Lashon Rabim, experts. Abi bikin in, api atzmei loy. Sorry, bikin in, api baki achad loy. But by the mouth of one baki, of one expert, no. So chayra, this is contrary to Rabbi Yannai's 2 dinim. Rabbi Yannai said, this is contrary to what Rabbi Yannai said regarding if the person says, I need to eat, and the reif says, no. Rabbi Yannai said, you feed him. And this Mishnah says, well, chayra, what we see from the Mishnah, it says, machilin o'isal bibegin. We only feed him, only if the doctors say, contrary to what Rabbi Yannai said. Number two, Rabbi Yannai said that if one doctor says, you could eat, it's good enough. And our Mishnah is Mashmal Lashon Rabim. Mashmal Bikipikian, only if you have 2 experts. After the Gemara, no, it's not a question. Half of my Eskinon, what were we talking about in the Mishnah? That it says, Machilin Oisal Bikipikian. I'll say as follows. The Amar Leit Tzerichna. Okay? Half of my Eskinon, the Amar Leit Tzerichna. He is saying that I do not need. Meaning to say as follows. When the Mishnah said Machilin Oisal Bikipikian, it's not that the person is, it's not that we're saying only if the doctors say that the person should eat. But if the person says he should eat the actual chayla himself, we do not feed him. No. It means to say that Machilin Oisal Bikipikian, we feed him on the directives of the doctors, even when a person is saying, I do not need. This is like Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai said, even if the person says he does not eat, he does not need to eat, that, in that case, the Mishnah is coming to say, Machil Noisal Pipkin, we feed him upon the directives of the doctor. Now, so that's to answer the first thing. Now, Frekumar, the second question that we asked, relates to Lei Alpi Baki, L'chaira, let us go, and it should be, it should suffice, it should be enough that there's one Baki that's saying that you could eat. L'chaira, why does Mishnah have to say that there's two Bakiyan, there's two experts? L'chaira, according to Rabbi Yonah, it should be one. Everything, Gemara, I'll tell you the Pshat. Like Tzricha, the case of our Mishnah that says you need two, Dika Achrina Bade, the Amar Lei Tzarech. If there is another person with the chayla that says I do not need, meaning to say that another person, maybe like an expert that says along with the chayla does not eat, then the Mishnah is coming to say in such a case you need two experts. Then you need two experts to go and overrule the two people. So meaning to say as follows: technically, it would be 1 versus 1; the chayla would win automatically. You don't need two doctors to. Chayla says he doesn't need. Doctor says he does need. We'll go by the doctor. Why does Mishnah say you need two experts? The case that you need two experts is when you're arguing on two people. The chayla says I don't need, and there's another doctor, another expert that says he doesn't need. In that case, that's the Mishnah is talking about. And in that case, Mishnah is saying no, you need two doctors. But usually, if it would not be, there would not be a 2 versus 2; it would be 1 versus 1. You would not need two doctors to tell you that you could eat. Now, Frechti Gemara. Now, another question. I have a question on this. Says Gemara, Pshita. Okay, isn't this obvious? If we're gonna go say that it's a 2 versus 2, right? A person, the chayla, and someone along with him saying he does not need to eat, and two experts saying he does need, and that mission, the mission is coming to say in such a case, you do give the person to eat. Pshita, safik nefasha suva, safik nefasha slago. The chayla is pashit. It's 2 versus 2, and we're gonna go and be naita to the more makel side. The chayla. Why does the mission have to, if you're telling me the case is as follows, that it's a 2 versus 2. And the chayla and someone along with him is saying, I do not need. And there is two doctors saying he does need. L'chayra, it's pashit. I want to go listen to the doctors because it's a 2 versus 2 and suffering the fashas l'hakal. Why does Mishnah have to say that we're going to be makom? And the Gemara, okay, I'll tell you another. I'll go and switch it up a little bit more. The case that the Mishnah is talking about, like tzricha, de'ika, trey, achrini, ba'adei, dami, le'tzarech, there are three people along with him that are saying he does not need. And there are two people, two doctors saying that he does need. And the Mishnah is saying, even when it's a 3 versus 2, three people saying he doesn't need, two people saying he does need, even then we're going to say that he does need to eat since there are two people. So according to Rabbi Yonah, according to the Shita, two people is enough to say he does eat, he needs to eat. God, if it would be a 3 versus 1 or 2 versus 1, it would not be good according to Rabbi Yonah. According to Rabbi Yonah, two experts are necessary to tell you that you could eat. In a case where, if it's a 1 versus 1, you don't need two. But if you don't need two people to tell you that he can eat, just eat right away. But if there's two or three people telling you, saying that he doesn't need to eat, then in such a case, you need two people on the other side to say that you could eat. And this case is saying, even though it's a 3 versus 2, a three people saying no, and two people saying yes, we listen to the two people. Why? Says Gemara, Va'af al-Gav. We have a din that regarding Eidos, two is like 100 and 100 is like 2, meaning to say we don't care if something is 3 or something is 2. If sometimes you have 2 Eidim or 3 Eidim, once you have 2 Eidim, it's like you have 100 Eidim. There's a halach of Eidos, halach of testimony, that it doesn't matter if you have 2 or 100. So even though we say that, Hani Milini Eidos, that is only by Eidos. Avalinian Ubdin Abbasadeh Zazlina. Regarding evaluations, assessments, then we're going to go after Deus. We're going to go after amounts. 3 versus 2 will win the 3 over the 2. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us, here is the punchline, Hani Milini Ubdin Adem Maina. This is all about Ubdin Adem Maina, a assessment of money. Avahacha Sabin Vashtu. Here it's something nefashes, and therefore the Mishnah is coming to tell me, even though usually by assessments, evaluation, and here we're trying to evaluate, does a person need food or not, even though over there we go after the majority, over here we're not going to go after the majority, why not? Because it's something nefashes l'hakol, and that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Fine. So now, as we are, we're not giving up. We have another question. V'ha medik tani seifa. But the bottom line is the seifa of our Mishnah said, v'im ein tzar b'kirin, if there are no doctors, we're going to feed him upon his own directive. L'chayr, we want to say that the Mishnah is talking about one type of case where the person wants to eat the entire time. And Mechlal, the Reishna Mitzara. Mechlal, the Reishna is saying he does want to eat. Meaning, if the Seifa is saying that if there's no experts, but the person wants to eat, then let him eat. Mashma, the Reishna is talking about a similar case where there is a doctor, but the person wants to eat. And the chayr was saying over here, in the reisha, the person wants to eat, and the doctor says no, we listen to the doctor. So chayr is a steer on Rabbi Yana, because we want to say the entire Mishnah is talking about a case that he wants to say he wants to eat. When is the Mishnah's case talking about the Amar Leit Tzarech Ani? That, in the case of the Reisha, he says, I do not need, and the Reisha is saying, he needs, listen to the doctor, exactly like Rabbi Yanai, but if he's saying, I do need, which is the Seifa, Ein Shem Bekiyam Terei El Achad, the Amar Leit Tzarech, if such a case where there are no two doctors that are saying he doesn't need to eat, there's only one, then we feed him upon his own directive, upon himself. Meaning to say as follows. The Mishnah could still be going according to Rabbi Yanai. According to Rabbi Yanai, it's going to be awesome. The ratio is going to be talking about where he doesn't want to eat, the righteous says he's got to eat. One verse one, listen to the Raife. And the Seifa is saying, if there is a case where he still wants to eat, and there are no two experts counteracting him. If there be two, according to Rabbi Yanai, again, two would override. But there's only one, then this person overrides that one doctor. If there are no Bekiyim, only one, then this person overrides the doctor. So coming out, everything is Shmak according to Rabbi Yanai. Technically, any time it's a one verse one, we're going to always say you could eat. Either a person wants to eat, or the doctor wants him to eat, we're going to always go that person. We're going to always go and let him eat. But according to Rabbi Yanai, we see over here, you saw it, that if there are two people overruling one person, meaning to say as follows, if there's one, the chayla himself is saying, I want to eat, but two reisim are saying, no, according to Rabbi Yanai, we will not listen to the person, we will not give him to eat. Mar Ravashi, says in Gemara, says a more lenient shita. Mar Ravashi says, kol hechad amr tzarech ani, afil ikam med amr loy tzarech, lidei shaminan, any time there is the person, the chayla, that says, I want to eat, even if there are 100 adam and 100 doctors saying he does not eat, according to this person, you eat. According to this person, do you listen? Meaning to say, according to the chayla, that says, I want to eat, you listen to him. Shanamar, why? Levi de Amar Snafshan. The heart knows the bitterness of his nefesh, of his soul. Meaning to say, this person knows better. He's the best doctor for himself. So Mar Ravashi is saying a more lenient shita, that even if there are 100 people, 2 of them for sure, even if 100 people that are saying that he does not need to eat, still he doesn't know the person that says yes, he wants to eat. Says Gemara, now we have a question on this. Again, our Mishnah, we have a question, a different question over here, but we have a question. Tanan, the Mishnah says, in the Seifa, if there are no doctors, we're going to go and feed him upon his own directive. Time with the like of Bekin. Mashma, we hear the reason why we're going to listen to him when he wants to eat is because there are no doctors counteracting him. Ha'ika Bekin light. Mashma, if there are doctors, let's say two doctors that are counteracting him and saying he does not need to eat, we will not feed him. So Chayra Sir to Mar Ravashi. Abdulmar, Ha'ki Gamer, no. Bimeh, this is what it really means to me. Really, this is what it really means to say. Bimeh, Varmumum Dharma light Sarachani. When the person's saying he doesn't eat. Well, that's the ratio. I believe that's the ratio. They're saying he doesn't need. The doctor says he needs. Listen to the doctor. Well, Amar Tzarech Ani. But if he says, I do need, and this is the Seifa, Ein Shem Bekiyam Klal. The doctors have no power at all. Meaning to say as follows, Ein Shem Bekiyam Klal doesn't mean like we thought before that there are no experts available. No, Ein Shem Bekiyam Klal, the Bekiyam have no leverage. The experts have no say in the matter, and we listen. Machilin Oisai, Alpi Atzmai, we feed him upon his own directive. Shnamar Levi De Amar Snashai. So, according to Marav Ravashi, the Seifa is not talking about where there's no experts. Yeah, there are experts. Two experts are saying, it's not necessary for the Chayil to eat. However, Afilachi, it's ancient Bekin, it's as if, it's ancient Bekin Klaal, the Bekin have no say at all, and we let the person eat because Levi De Amar Snashai. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Mishach Sabomis, a person that got a bulmis, which was a sickness in those days, and one of the symptoms was that his eyes lost eyesight, his eyesight was diminished. That was one of the symptoms of this bulmis. I think something attacked the intestines, this bulmis. We're going to go and feed him even things that are also to eat, until his eyesight is restored. Because when his eyesight is restored, it's a simon that he got better. a person that was bitten by a kelb shaita, like a poisonous, a wild, mad dog. So now, and he needs a refuah. In machilin oisai, says the Mishnah, mechatzer kavod shaloi. We do not go and feed him from the chatzer kavod, which is a part of the liver of, I believe, the dog. We do not feed him from that, because that would be potentially a cure, because the Mishnah holds that it's not a cure. It's not proven, and it's not a cure. Therefore, we're not going to be able to go and might be matir animals that are usher. Ramasim ben Cheresh says it's matir, because Ramasim ben Cheresh holds that there isn't sufficient evidence that it is a healing, that it does cause healing. So therefore, we're allowed to go feed it then, because he's in sakana. Vayter, another member from Ramasim ben Cheresh. Vayter, Ramasim ben Cheresh, achosh migraine, a person that's sick, right, something in his throat. Matin loisam b'sech piv b'Shabbos. We go and place medicine in his mouth on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, when refuah is sometimes aser. B'mnei shu saving the fashas, because saving the fashas, chal saving the fashas, doicha es Shabbos. Obviously, chal saving the fashas are doicha es Shabbos. And the Mishnah is saying, I believe that this is proven to help. B'meila, you're allowed to go b'doicha Shabbos. Misha nafula of mapilos. Another din regarding Shabbos. Being mechal Shabbos for someone that's sick or someone that's in danger. Misha nafula of mapilos. Someone that there was something that caved in on him, and let's say a building caved in. Safik sham, safik gusham, safik inisham. If there's something that is there or not there, something that is somebody on the rubble or not. Safik chai, safik maze. We're not sure even if the person is alive or dead. Safik gudi, safik yisrael, safik etzkudi, or safik etzisrael. All these cases, mefachim lavin segal. We uncover the gal, uncover the pile, because we're going to go. We make up by safik nefashos, and even though there's a few tzadim here, we're not sure if it's a yid, we're not sure if it's there, we're not sure if he's still alive. Still, we're going to go. It's safik nefashos. We're going to go. We make up. Matzu chai, and then what happens when you see the person matzu chai mefakhin? If you see him alive, you go and continue to remove the rubble and to get him out, and to get him to safety. V'meist enichu, and if the person unfortunately died, we're going to leave him there because there's nothing for us to do and there's no reason to be dechas and Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan says in Gemara, minayin ha'yedin she'iru enof. How do we know that his eyes got better? I mean, let's say it's at night. How do we know his eyesight was restored? Right? We said mishach sabulmas. We feed him until his eyesight gets restored. How do we know his eyesight gets restored? Says Gemara, mishiyafim bein tayv l'ra. When he's able to go and and be machin, and the friendship between good food and bad food. Amarbaya b'taima with the taste, because even if he's not able to see, one of the simonim of recovering from this bulimus illness is that you have your sense of taste back, because you lose your sense of taste when somebody has bulimus. Therefore, he was able to go even if it's at night, and he's not able to see. We'll still be able to go and test it out if he has recovered by feeding him, by seeing if he can differentiate between good food and bad food. Because if his taste is restored, that means he recovered from the bulimus, from the illness. Tana Rabbanan, mishach zubomus machilin esay akal akal. Somebody that was unfortunately stricken by bulimus, we go and feed him the most kal, meaning the most lenient food, meaning to say the food that is not the most chomer. We start trying to feed him without getting into more chomer foods. Because why should we go there if we could suffice with things that are not so chomer? What is the meaning of this? For example, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, tevel and nevela. If there's tevel and nevela, tevel mechayis v'deshmayim. Nevela, it's not as strict, and the punishment is not so big. Machin I say nevela, then we'll go and feed him nevela. Right? If we get away with nevela, why feed him tevel? Viter, tevel shvias. Same thing, tevel and shvias. Shvias, we're gonna go feed him things from shvias, because again, tevel is misav deshmayim. Tevel the truma, but here are tevel and truma. You have tevel, or you have truma. What is the din? Tanayi, this is machlekes, whether tevel or truma. The tanya, machilin I say tevel, and machilin I say truma. The tanagama holds that you rather feed him tevel, not truma. If you have a choice between the two, pente marma truma, belay tevel. Truma, you'd rather feed him not tevel. So now, what is pshat in the argument? What is the argument? Amar Rabba says as follows: Hey, chadav shabuchulim dekulam alei pligin demaskin alei umaskin alei. If let's say there is something in front of us, right, and we're able to go and separate truma, there's a whole plate of food, there's a whole thing of food in front of us. We're able to separate truma, right? So now it makes it ice tevel. It's not tevel anymore. There's a truma that goes to the kayin, but now The rest is chulin. The rest is gwasam, right? It's not tavel anymore because you took off truma. It's not truma because the truma is another piece. A piece that was taken off. Of course, feed the person chulin, right? It's not even a shayla. Kipli, when is the argument between the Tanakama and Bentema? Says the Gemara as follows. Rabba. Bidoloi afshe b'chulin. When it's not, it doesn't suffice with chulin. Meaning to say you have an entire portion of food in front of you. It is tevel right now. And if you're not able to go and separate truma, he needs a full plate. You're not able to go separate truma and then eat the rest, better. You cannot do that. So now what do we do over here? Do you go mar sabar tevel chamer or mar sabar tmura chamura? One holds tevel is worse and one holds truma is worse. Meaning to say as follows. There's one option. You need the full plate. Okay, you can't take off truma. So do you want to say meat? I can't take off a tiny piece of truma and eat the rest. Do you want to say leave the entire plate as tevel and eat the tevel, or do you want to say take off truma and eat the truma also, eat everything together? So mar sava tevel chamer, mar sava truma chamura. Tevel is more chamer. Meaning to say I'd rather eat truma. Meaning to say take off a piece and then eat the whole plate. You're gonna be eating truma, but it's better. Mar sava tevel chamer, avo truma chazil mar sava tevel chamer or mar sava truma chamura. One holds truma is chamer. Meaning to say. Truma's chamer means say leave the entire plate, okay? And you'd rather eat the whole thing as tevel. Now, what's the reasoning for each one? Mar sava tevel chamer. One man the amar holds tevel is chamer because of truma chazia kain. Truma is chazia. It is permissible to a kain. So once something is mutter to a kain, we see that it's not so stark. It is mutter to some people. Mashing a tevel is not mutter to anybody. Umar Savar Masha Inkin. The Tanakama over here says that we feed him tevel, hold the truma chamura, truma is chamer, avotavel efshalutikune. Tevel is efshalutikune. It's something that is applicable to go be and be fixed. We'd rather not eat something that's applicable to be fixed. We'd rather eat truma Asmar Sava Truma Chamura, truma is chamer. It's not able to be fixed. It's mamish. It stays the way it is. Tevel is able to be fixed. Therefore, it's not as the actual food is not. It doesn't have such a status as such a chamer food to be eaten. Memela, according to Tanakama, we would rather feed him tevel and not truma because tevel is something that's efshel l'tikune, and we see a something about the food that it's not so chamer as truma. Thank you so much for listening, Yashikoyach. Have a great, phenomenal, awesome, amazing day.